be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to Pentecost. It is Pentecost Sunday today, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Please join me with the words in our bulletin as we journey together through this Sunday. God declares, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh.
The Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth.
Invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and the things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Gracious Lord.
The day of Pentecost had come. The apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them. And a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own native language. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit.
Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have right judgment in all things, and rejoice at all times in your presence.
now we invite all of our children forward for a children's message, and they're on vacation, so welcome, my children. And I have some props today, so give me a second to set up. Well, who likes cooking shows? We've got a few people already. You know, I personally like the ones where they give you mystery ingredients and you have to make a meal. I used to play this game with my kids at the house, and I'd never know what they would show up with and try to cook them a meal. So, welcome to PJ's Test Kitchen. And today is the miracle of the gifts of the Spirit. The Spirit comes, and remember, Jesus says that the Spirit blows, well, the Spirit wills. And friends, we don't know when or where or how the Spirit blows. We just know when it blows, well, we're going to do what we get, whatever the Spirit gives us. So let's see what we can make with what the Spirit gives us. And I bet you. So this is a... What do you do when you have lemons?
Lemonade.
Okay, so we're making lemonade today. Why? Because that's the gift we have, right? So we get a gift, and the thing is, you don't know what the Spirit is going to give us, but sometimes you just... What do we need for lemonade?
Lemon juice.
Sugar.
Okay, well, water, right? That's the other main ingredients. We used to have this main argument in my household, whether lemon and water is actually lemonade, or whether... Oh, this is not going to work. It's not going to work the way I envisioned it. Hold on one second. Can't raise the paper right now. Hold on.
Roll it first.
Yeah, Okay, so we have lemons. And then, my trick is already... So sometimes things don't always work the way you envision it in your mind. See, friends, you get what the Spirit gives you, and if we cooperate with the Spirit, things sometimes are unimaginable can happen. Let us pray. And I count through and bring our hands together. 1, 2, 3. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for the Spirit.
Thank you for the Spirit.
Amen.
We'll be singing the psalm today. It's found on the inside back cover of your bulletin, page 14. We'll be doing it responsively. I'll begin with the light print and ask you as a congregation to sing the dark print. Just a forewarning, I'm going to sing the very last verse with you because I need the blessing every bit as much, if not more, than you do. So I'll be singing that with you. Psalm 104.
Morning.
Good morning.
Our second reading is from Corinthians chapter 12. A reading from the first letter of the Corinthians. Hear now the word. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may perceive what is the hope of which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
There's always something quite striking when you walk into the church and everything is red. Something particularly beautiful about red, I think. And I know it's not everyone's favorite color, and that's okay, it is not. But it is just a beautiful change when I see the red banners. And I always feel a little bit sad that we don't have more red days. And you know, outside Pentecost, it's just one other opportunity in the year where we have red. And why red? Well, it represents that color of fire, the color of the Spirit. And so we pull it out of Pentecost, one other day, and then we're primarily, you go from here into the green season. We can talk about that later, but and we're in green for like what seems like forever, right? And I'm not advocating changing the church calendar's colors. However, I've somewhat had a theme this last couple of months about how these texts aren't about primarily, they are not about what happened a long time ago, right? These texts are speaking to our moment in history, what is going on in our lives, in our world, now that Christ has risen and yet not returned. The mystery of Pentecost is not that the Spirit was poured out 2,000 years ago, but that the Spirit is being poured out in our lives. It's not if, it just is. And the invitation for us today is to see that or ask the questions. How can I listen more? How can I cooperate more? How can I participate more in this work of the Holy Spirit in our midst? And that's why the mystery gets deepened in our two readings. On one hand, we read about Easter Sunday, and Jesus is in the room with a small collection of his disciples. It's intimate. It's tender. It's the breath on the skin. intimate moment where Jesus is so close to you, you can feel the breath. And then 50 days later, it's loud, it's chaotic, it's lots of languages, lives transformed. And we might ask ourselves, which one is it? And the answer to that is always yes. The Spirit moves how the Spirit wills. And sometimes we hear the voice of God in the still silence of prayer. And sometimes the Spirit comes banging loud drums and moves us. And maybe some of us have had one of those experiences, but not the other. And maybe, if these are our two extremes, anything in between can also be the Spirit. But friends, you can't put the Spirit in a box. We just have to accept what the Spirit is doing in our midst, whichever way it comes. And that seems to me to be the danger of our long history of the church. 2,000 years of history, is that we want to control the Spirit. We want to say, Spirit, come the way I want you to come. Don't come the way I don't want you to come. And I think this arises for many reasons, but in our modern day context, I think it's because, well, I think we have two values that we value the most. And they're not in and of themselves bad. But we really like comfort and we really like safety. And so we want the Spirit to conform to our view of comfort and what we deem safe. And well, there's nothing wrong with safety and comfort, friends. Nothing wrong at all. We need safety and comfort. We need our periods of rest. We need our silence. But also, if you choose, or if we choose as a culture or as an individual, that safety and comfort are our only objectives in life, we are going to miss out on the very adventure of life. You know, friends, it is okay sometimes to be uncomfortable. It's okay to take risks at times. And sometimes the Spirit calls us into the safety and security of the embrace of Jesus. And sometimes the Spirit sends us out to that wild adventure we call life. There's a great, beautiful world out there brimming with needs that this church can fulfill, which you can fulfill as an individual. And so, sometimes, may the Spirit guide us in adventures, in places that make us uncomfortable, in places that might have a little risk. And may the Spirit also invite us into the safety and security of the embrace of God. And everything in between. The Spirit loads where the Spirit wills. The only thing we can do is listen and hopefully participate. And there's this great quote from the Tao, this ancient work of wisdom, that reminds me of what today means. It says, the highest good is like water. Water gives life to the tens of thousands, but does not strive. It flows in places that people reject, and so it is like the Tao. The water flows. Breath flows. And maybe one of the things of the Tao is the idea of an effortless effort. And that's what we get in our text, effortless effort. And And I know you all know I'm really attracted to surfing. And so this aspect of it, this idea of flows, this spirituality in it is what attracts me to surfing the most. But again, the surfer cannot control the swell, but the surfer can position themselves, wait, watch, listen, and then when that great breath of the ocean, that swell comes, and you decided that that's the one you want, you paddle for a moment for all your life's worth, and then hopefully you flow with that swell. I think this is the way the Spirit moves. And if we can listen, and the ancient church called this the art of discernment. If we can listen, and we can watch, and we can wait, and then, it's not just passive, then we can actively participate in the flow of the Spirit. So friends, on this day, on Pentecost, my challenge to us all is that we pray, that we watch, that we wait, that we observe what the Spirit does in our midst, in our community, and then we ask, how can I participate in that great movement of what the Spirit is doing in our midst? And know this, wherever we are in our own lives, in our lives as a community, whether it's in the great noise of Pentecost in many languages, or whether it's in the stillness of a closed room with Jesus breathing on us, and anything in between, wherever you are a beloved child of God. Wherever the Spirit is moving in our lives, we are always invited to this table because Christ is here. Christ poured out for us. Christ in bread and wine for us as a community to come, eat together, drink together, know that our place is in the heart of God. And then, with the Spirit of adventure, may the Spirit send us back out into the world to love and to serve God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world. Let us pray for the needs of all creation. O God, you send the Holy Spirit to gather your church into one. Inspire all ministers of the gospel to speak the prophetic and hope-filled words to whom all they encounter. Bless the work of interreligious dialogue. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You send the Holy Spirit to renew the face of the earth. Protect all living things. Bring forth clean water and abundant food, and grant us wonder as we contemplate all you have made. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You send the Holy Spirit to break down the barriers of communication among nations. Bestow peace in war-torn areas. Guide all in government and society to work for justice and guard those serving in the armed forces, especially this weekend as we remember those who died in service to their country. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You send the Holy Spirit to accompany those who feel abandoned, provide food for those who hunger and drink for those who thirst, soothe those who are anxious or bereaved, comfort those who are sick or suffering, and answer all who call upon your name, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Steve, Jerry Ann, Sandy, Barbara, Kenny, Diane, Christy, Veronica, Toby, Nolan, Sean, Judy, Tim, the family of Verna Forrest. We pray for our Hope Team family, for immigrants, refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld, for victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You send the Holy Spirit through the gift of baptism. Bless both those preparing for or affirming their baptism. May they be encouraged by this community of faith as they lift out their baptismal promises. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You send the Holy Spirit to console us in our grief. We give you thanks for our ancestors in the faith whose witness to your mighty works continues to inspire our lives. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you. invite us to all please rise again if you are able for our offering hymn. Fruits of our labor gathered to give you glory. You have set the table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. This for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word, the Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Gathered together into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are invited forward at this table, and all these all with these all, which means all. And you are all part of the We have one gluten-free homemade baked loaf that we will share together. We only ask that you come forward, you can stand or kneel at our communion rail, or we come with your hands out and a piece of bread will be given to you, and then reach in and either take for the wine, and you can either take the red cup with the wine or the clear cup with the grape juice. But know that all are invited here because Christ is here at this table for us.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak your peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Friends, we pause now briefly for some announcements, and we invite you all to know that in our bulletin, this is the Happy Words of the Week. We have all the events coming up this week, and there's quite a bit, including our book club, which was this work called Heirs of Forgotten Kingdoms, about the lost or not lost, and other indigenous religions and abilities. Exciting work. Come if you've read it, or if you have not read it, you both have opportunities on Tuesday and Thursday to come join that discussion. Other events are in there, and including the Sunday is council, so if you're a council member, your Sunday is not free yet, so stay tight. And on that note, our council president is going to address us.
I will be brief. I wanted to update the microphone. Much better. I wanted to update you. Your church council went on a retreat in Yahats. Was led by the church leadership retreat agenda. And just real briefly, we had a servant leadership in the pattern and power of Jesus. And also the idea evangelism as a spiritual practice, all underneath the stewardship of the entirety of our lives.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.